The final week of concerts for the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center's 50th anniversary season begins on Wednesday night, and it also begins the conducting of music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Yannick Nezet-Sagan. He is going to be conducting three programs beginning Wednesday night, August 17th, featuring Andre Watts in Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, plus the Sibelius Fifth Symphony. The next night has the SPAC debut of the soprano Renee Fleming, and then he will return on Saturday night for the season wrap-up, consisting of Brahms Symphony No. 2, and of course the traditional finale, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture plus fireworks. It is a great pleasure to welcome Maestro Yannick Nezet-Sagan back to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, Maestro. A pleasure to have you on the program.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here and for taking the time out of your schedule. I so appreciate it. I assume you look forward to coming to Saratoga.
Of course, every year, and I'm not the only one, of course. All our guests, and especially our musicians, for so many years, you know, they've been, coming to Saratoga and just creating ties with the community and everything around it, also the communion with nature, I would say. And since my first visit a few years ago, I just fell in love with the site, and especially also for the great acoustics, you know, considering it's an outdoor venue. So every year I'm looking forward to it.
You will be doing, as I mentioned, three programs over the following days, over this week, beginning Wednesday night. Give us a sense of what you're looking forward to over the next several days in conducting the beautiful Philadelphia Orchestra.
So we always try to represent our work when we go to Saratoga. We want to design programs that are representative of what the Philadelphia Orchestra does best and what have been our main successes during the season. And we also want to blend it, of course, with something that will make unusual events. So the first thing I want to mention is definitely the debut of the wonderful, I mean, maybe the greatest living American singer, Renee Fleming, to Saratoga. It will be her first visit, and she's a good friend of mine, and we've collaborated in many times in opera or concerts, and also with the Philadelphia Orchestra. But now to have her exquisite voice blending with the exquisite sound of the orchestra will be definitely a special night. And we have also many soloists and a variety of composers, Rachmaninoff, Tchaikovsky, and also Sibelius, which we had great success this season with. So, I think the three concerts as a whole will represent very much what we've been doing over the past year, and hopefully they will delight our audiences.
Renee Fleming, An Evening with Renee Fleming, takes place on Thursday night. It's August 18th, and as you mentioned, it is her first time with the orchestra at SPAC, and you'll be doing some beautiful music. Give us a sense of the repertoire.
So Renee is famous, of course, for many roles, operatic roles, but perhaps the role that made her really famous worldwide at relatively the beginning of her career, and that she also sang all the way through her career, is Desdemona in Otello by Verdi. So the famous aria of the last act of the opera will be sung by her, and I think this will be a very special moment. She will also sing other arias from the Italian repertoire, from Puccini and others, but she will also surprise the audience with some lighter music from lighter Italian songs and also some Spanish excerpts. So it will be a very varied evening.
You mentioned this before, but that idea of having the human voice blend with the orchestra, that is a very special combination, isn't it?
For me, an orchestra is a big, big organism that should breathe, because every instrument of the orchestra, whether it's a violin, a trumpet, an oboe, a flute, even the harp, and even the percussion, arguably, everybody wants to try and imitate the human voice in their own way. And the singing quality of the Philadelphia Orchestra is something very special. When I'm working with the orchestra, we always talk about breathing and singing lines. Therefore, when we combine this with also an especially gorgeous voice like Renee Fleming's voice, of course, this is a match made in heaven.
When you come to Saratoga and you do these performances, I'm always thinking of this because you're doing this and it represents what you've been doing in Philadelphia. But obviously, you have an eye and an ear very much to what you'll be doing in the coming season in Philadelphia as well.
Of course, yes. This is an ongoing ongoing process that we go because. As a music director, I have to have a certain long-term vision of where we're going as an orchestra and in the repertoire. So it's as much nurturing the repertoire which was made the orchestra famous. For example, Rachmaninoff, his piano concertos, long time associated with the Philadelphia Orchestra, and Sibelius also has been a very important composer in the years of Philadelphia. But also we want to expand and revisit some of the repertoire like Beethoven, and we want also to have commissions and newer works, which actually last week there was this wonderful Hannibal Lecumbe's new piece, One Land, One River, One People, which was conducted by our principal guest, Stéphane Deneuve, and I had the pleasure of conducting last season in Philadelphia. So there is always the sense of the older and the new, and this is what we do in our season. And next season, of course, we are starting in October with a totally different repertoire, with some Berlioz and with some Mozart. But I think Saratoga is a moment for us not only to think of our main seasons, but actually just see how the repertoire we play takes a different color, I would say, or a different dimension, just because we can share it together with the nature and with people in a different mindset. You know, when people go on the lawn or whether it's covered, it's a beautiful summer night. And I do believe that year after year, music and nature are speaking to each other so well, and therefore everything becomes more poetic, I would say, in the summer.
One of the things that's being celebrated this season, of course, is the 50th anniversary of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and it's been a beautiful anniversary season. What is so fascinating is that the orchestra, the Philadelphia Orchestra, has been a part of SPAC since its very beginning, which I assume is something that is just part of the organization and a very special part of the orchestra as a whole.
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost in the same breath, I would say, that the Philadelphia Orchestra and Saratoga they go together with each other. This is it's been something that I was aware of as a Montrealer because, you know, it's not so far away, only 3 hours south. Right. We get Saratoga. So we were very much aware in Montreal when I was growing up that the Philadelphia Orchestra was there, and Charles Dutoit was the important figure there for many years. And then when I accepted the position of music director at Philadelphia, I was very much aware how important it was for the orchestra. But I discovered that the roots there were so important. Some musicians go year after year to the same house with their families, and they have friends in Saratoga. Some people from Philadelphia, also some patrons, spend their summers in Saratoga to attend the performances. So I do believe that this history is something very important to remember. And a 50th anniversary like this is an opportunity to celebrate, therefore to reflect on this tradition, and actually to maybe just take an opportunity to value it even more and think of the future together so that it continues to be so important for both organizations to be together.
So not only are you music director of the Philadelphia Orchestra, but also the next music director of Metropolitan Opera. What does that mean to you in having those dual posts?
Well, of course, it's a huge honor to be to have the chance to be at the helm of two organizations of that quality. Of course, they both fulfill my two sides, which is one the operatic side and the other one the symphonic side. This being said, of course, I will be giving also symphonic concerts with the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, as well as operatic programs with the Philadelphia Orchestra, as we've been doing for quite some years now in Philly. And, of course, the René Fleming evening is an example of the Philadelphia Orchestra playing some operatic repertoire. But it's a huge responsibility, obviously, that will be in the next few years when I progressively start to become really in post at the Met. And I take it as an opportunity to create maybe some projects together between the two cities and making sure to maintain and nurture the place that both these organizations have in the country's cultural scene and, of course, internationally.
Well, you will be conducting Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. And, of course, the orchestra will be there all week Wednesday through Saturday. And you can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Yannick Nezet-Sagan, I thank you very much for being with us this morning. And safe travels to Saratoga, and thank you very much for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you. It was a pleasure, and hope to see you next week.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, Maestro Yannick Nezet-Sagan conducting Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Saturday night at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. You can find out more by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.